up, everybody? I'm To Hear More.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. Hey, we got a very special guest in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fellow instructor, a.k.a. teacher in L.A. He's a stand-up comedian. He's a podcaster. He's about to hit the road. Very funny. I saw one of his videos about being a teacher and his kids, one of his kids said, "You like the type of person that says skedaddle." And then they added this sound to it. They added that to it. I was like, okay, well, he gets a follow immediately. Yeah. And
you
I
said went that?
Same, his kids. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got Sam Salem in the building.
Hey. So good to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
Very excited,
man.
Elated.
How did you become a teacher? Let's talk about it.
You know, those who can't teach.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding. I played basketball growing up, played basketball in college and coached college basketball. So I always, the coaching route was always in my mind, and I just knew a lot of people go into coaching, go into education, like that relationship building. So I figured if I wasn't going to be coaching college, I could always teach and coach high school. So that was kind of the genesis into
that. So you got the jumper.
Yeah. You know, mess around. I'll dunk on you too.
I'm a threat from everywhere.
I'm a three-level scorer, okay?
Okay, all right, let's go,
don't look at my stats.
That was going to be my next question. What are the highest stats from a game that you had?
Oh, in college, points? Probably like 25, 27, something like that.
It's not shabby.
Nothing crazy. Yeah,
that's great.
I think I was averaging a mean like 8 points a game.
Okay. Mean. This is a nice way to clean that up.
Yeah. I was on my Draymond triple single type flow, okay?
Triple single. Awesome. And then comedy, was that along the way? Or did you just find out you were funny from teaching? Or how did that go?
Yeah, I was always interested in comedy. My mom always was encouraging me to do, I was living in Chicago, like do Second City. Mm-hmm. And then,
Second City.
Just moving out here. So I was in Chicago when I was like, I really want to get into comedy. But then my wife moved out here for a job. And I'm like, great, I'm already in the entertainment capital.
There you go.
And so been writing a lot, doing a lot of stand-up. And like you said, about to, you know, a little mini tour going on.
Let's
and
go.
Nice.
Doing shows around L.A. So, yeah, having fun doing stand-up.
That's dope, man. Well, as I told you, we do a little freestyle every episode.
It's the Second City part.
Which is what I'm known for.
Yeah.
Freestyles.
I'm actually going to Sway in the morning after this.
Oh, hell yeah.
This will be a good
warm-up. I'm about to do the five fingers, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
That five fingers intense. I can't believe people could do that.
This is more like five thumbs. This is not anything we take seriously.
It's five toes.
Yeah, we just have fun with this.
Well, good thing I'm opposable.
Oh, shit. This is going to go terribly wrong.
Anyway, thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you're here. And because after we do the freestyle, Leah, who is our tech right now, she is an improv beast.
Let's go.
Beast. She's shaking her head being modest right now, but when I tell you one of the
Stop the modesty.
One of the best improvers I've ever seen in my life.
Mm. Come on.
And I don't say that lightly. In my life, she is amazing. So we might do a little something in a minute, you know what I'm saying? But right now, let's kick it off with the
I'll start.
I'm just trying to catch it, you know.
Okay.
I recognize this. Hey. What's up, y'all? It's my rap voice. We about to do some crazy shit. Shout out to Sam. Let's do it. You can't say internet scary without the damn. This a podcast with my brother Sam. You gotta look N-word. This guy looks like he don't say the N-word. Yeah.
True.
Bring it back. Up shit's oop, one more time. Let's go. Up shit's creek without a paddle. I'm pretty sure this guy says skedaddle.
Yeah.
Pass it to my boy Sam. We gon' see what he wanna do. Damn.
Yeah. Just gotta say sorry, I was late. I was swerving on the freeway like my car was on skates.
Ooh, come on.
I think I might have tempted fate. I was praying that the cops weren't running my plates.
Oh, hang on. What is this?
Damn, internet, you scary. But I'm feeling hella merry. Yeah,
hell yeah,
I don't know what to do. This is all off the top. I think I might have to stop because I got nothing left.
Hey, Sam Salem, everybody!
You ate that!
Ba, 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 ba,
you
ba,
ate
ba, ba,
that!
Scary Sam, it's the Scary Hours, ladies and gentlemen. We back. Five tons of from death.
He said, I hope the cops don't run my plates. I was like, that was educational. Those were sophisticated bars.
Appreciate you guys.
One of the things I just saw on your page is you gaslighting your students with made up words.
Yes.
Like they're actually phrases that people use.
Fake slang. Yeah.
Fake slang.
Because they're always dropping new things on me that I'm just like, I do not know what that means. So I just thought I'd run some of my own.
That's dope.
And I just thought it was like a funny video idea. Let me just tell people that this is what I've been doing. And because the students kind of like, you know, make fun of you like you're corny.
Mm-hmm.
And it took off a life on its own. Like there's a SportsCenter anchor has been dropping them on SportsCenter.
Oh, really?
What?
And like giving me, he's like, shout out Sam Salem for the inspo.
Okay, good. They,
and I've gotten
texts.
I've gotten texts from like friends that like, hey, somebody just used this in like my office job. They're just like dropping it in there.
Uh-huh.
So I think, you know.
What's some of your favorite ones that you've used them for?
Some of them are simple, like parked, like, hey, this day's parked, like, it's not going anywhere, or that movie's parked, like, it was bad.
That's kind of hard.
Yeah, I got like that one.
Feta is a cheese that crumbles.
Uh-huh.
All right, it falls apart, so, like, you know, the defense, this guy in SportsCenter was like, this defense on Braun was feta, just crumbling away.
You're kind of just introducing new ones. It's not even like a trick. You're just like, oh, I haven't heard that one yet. I'm going to start using it.
I guess. Getty. Because, like, you know, the Getty Museum is where, like, Rembrandts and art hangs.
Mm-hmm.
So if something's, like, artful, like, hey, man, that guy's jump shot is Getty.
Mm. Like, that's good.
I've been trying to just work random things in.
So you're trying to make the kids feel lame, like, oh, no, you haven't heard
this. Yeah. Well, that's where the gaslighting comes in. Like, oh, you didn't hear this? Oh, no, it's been all over TikTok. I don't know where you've been.
Nice.
Or, like, when I'm at middle school. Yeah, when I'm at middle schools, like, oh, you know, they use this at the high school all the time. You're eighth graders. You wouldn't understand. But... And then they feel like they're missing out. They're like, wait, what?
And they're like, my teacher's cool as hell. My teacher's like E-40.
You see the new Max, Mad Max? That shit hella Getty.
Getty?
Yeah.
That sounds like a bad thing. Like, nah, I don't see it. It's Getty.
But I like Getty. I will do Getty.
I like
Feta. There were some comments on Getty that people from Miami, I guess, in like the 2000s, Getty was a term for a get-together. Like if you're throwing a kickback, they'd be like, we're having a Getty.
Like a Getty together?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. That reminds me of that TV show Community, Chevy Chase's character trying to say Streets Ahead.
Streets Ahead.
They're like, it'll never catch on. Like,
yeah. That's a lot of comments have been saying, like, quit trying to make Fetch happen, or this slang is Streets Ahead. Please, no more comparisons to Chevy Chase, though.
Oh.
All right, I hope that. No.
His character.
He
got fired off of that.
Because he was
wilding.
He's wilding.
He was like hella racist to Donald Glover. There was just some stuff came up that Joel McHale and him were getting into like physical altercations, and he dislocated Chevy's shoulder.
Chevy Chase is racist like that.
And his character was racist too,
which is Donald Glover. Yeah, his character was super.
Which
racist.
Is crazy because on that show, their chemistry was kind of fire. Their scenes together were cool. So when I heard that, I was just like,
damn.
Yeah, just a little. You know, it's kind of like college football coaches. They seem like a great coach, and then you find out they're racist the whole time.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, but they were so good. It's like, no, it was bad.
They were racist. Being a racist football coach is crazy.
Right.
Like, how does that even work?
Why did you sign up?
Yeah.
Why did you apply for the job? 80% of people that you don't like.
There's some hot commodities in football in the black community.
Maybe that's how they looked at it. It was like, I can send these guys out to get fucked up. Black guys on the front line.
Tackle them harder.
No pads.
Like, you know, you can go with white quarterbacks and receivers, but we've seen the cornerback position. You're not finding any white dudes to do the cornerback position.
They're not going to do it.
It's so funny that you're saying all this because literally today I was basically like thinking about how behind men are in the lingo category. Mm-hmm. Like women have just been killing it with the lingo to the point where I hear dudes using their stuff. Like you'd be like, oh, not a podcast. You know what I mean? Like not fake lingo. Like
y'all being nervous right now.
Not me being nervous. Not the freestyle bars. It's like y'all have been washing us in the lingo. We need some new stuff. So Feta, Getty.
I like all of those.
Parked.
Pebbles. Parked is right. Wait.
Pebbles. It's like something's easy. Like it's all pebbles, no boulder.
I hate the no boulder. but that should be.
I tried to add the boulder in there. I tried to freestyle that. Yeah, I didn't. I ain't never said that before in my life.
I like something being like, oh no, that was pebbles.
That shit was pebbles.
Easy work.
Easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like park too.
I'm in on all of this. Yeah. This is all on your TikTok?
Or? Yeah, all on the TikTok, the Instagram.
Which site do you prefer more?
Are you trying to get the Chinese government to come after me?
I mean, the bill's already been passed.
They're already watching right now.
I think TikTok, things can just explode on there really fast. Like, I gained, because of those slang videos, it's like I gained 50,000 followers in a week. Nice. So that's cool. I think Instagram, TikTok has a higher ceiling. TikTok or Instagram has a higher floor. Like, you can post something on Instagram and it's always going to reach at least like your initial fans and followers. Mm-hmm. Where, like, I've seen people with a million TikTok followers that get like 2,000 views on a.
That's crazy.
And so I think, like, I like Instagram because you can actually like promote your stuff. It doesn't all have to just be like, it has to be viral and clickbait. You can just put out like, hey, here's a picture of me doing stand up.
TikTok, I still cannot get, bro. I've been just banging my head against the wall to like figure it out. And the shit that goes viral for me on TikTok is the shit I never expected. And then sometimes that's how it is on Instagram. But like, I can forecast more on Instagram. Like, all right, this is going to do 50. This is going to do 60. Mm-hmm. But like TikTok, I never knew. I have videos on TikTok that got like 700 views. And I'm like, fuck it.
It doesn't seem like a rhyme or reason to as much.
I don't get the whole algorithm thing, because it's like you would work your ass off, get, you know, 500,000 followers, a million followers, and the algorithm would be like, we're going to show 30 people.
Right.
Thank you for doing all of this, but we're going to show 100 people this video. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Just Instagram did that for me a while, too. I thought I was like shadow banned because I was at 337,000 followers for 5 months. Mm-hmm. Didn't move at all. And I was just like, what the fuck is happening? It just went up to 338. Like, whenever this airs, it's going to be like maybe a month ago. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what was going on, bro. Like, I could not grow
it. Is this on TikTok or IG?
This is on IG.
Yeah.
On TikTok, I'm like 50,000.
There's some numbers you are just parked at.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, the algorithm will have people out here like, do I need to make a sacrifice or something? Because I'm putting in the same effort on all these videos.
Man.
And there will be a month where it's just everything's popping off, and a month where it's like, how did I lose 100 followers off that?
You're just waiting for that humiliation ritual. Like, oh, I didn't put the dress on yet. Mm-hmm. All right. It's all uphill from here.
All right, so what we got today on the docket? First up.
I love this story so much. This story brings me joy.
Right, football season may be over, but with the action on the floor, it's still heating up season. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for the playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you get to turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. And I'm talking serious cash. Prize Picks is the best way to get in on the action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. So what are you waiting on? You get to play alongside the Prize Picks favorites like Meek Mill. You get quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, which make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy app. Now listen, y'all know I ain't the biggest on sports ball, but I know to make a couple dollars. And the thing I love about Prize Picks is that I ain't betting against other players. All right, other people that's out there doing their thing, you still do your thing. All I gotta do is know my stats, know a little bit, okay? Pick a couple players and go over or under, and I'm in the money, baby. I'm having a good time. So listen, I'm encouraging all of y'all. If you got a couple extra dollars and you like sports, you got a little sports knowledge, why not give it a try? Especially if we're going to match your first deposit up to $100. You heard right. All you have to do is download the app today and use the code DIYS for your first deposit match up to $100. So what are you waiting on, okay? Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. Is that easy?
So here's the headline. Judge throws out a woman's $820,000 insurance claim after a photo showed her throwing a tree.
Throwing tree sounds crazy.
First of all, the competition.
Yo, that bitch throwing tree.
it was a competition. No, that's a new slang. I was just throwing tree all last night. But no, this was literal. I didn't know this was a sport. This was a tree throwing competition.
The caucasity of that.
And it looked like.
like the... I know my people when I hear my people, okay? Tree throwing.
Well, you're right. Here's the first sentence. An Irish woman lost an insurance claim of more than $800,000 after a photo surfaced of her launching a Christmas tree during a competition. Her name is Camilla Grabska, 36, and she was in the middle of an $820,000 claim with her insurance company. This was after a 2017 car accident, and it left her with debilitating pain. Or debilitating?
Debilitating. I was like, where did he come from?
I can't see. Debilitating. Because it debilitated her.
I couldn't say
We're
anything.
Doing new slang this episode.
As much as I mess up, I couldn't be the first person to say it.
Is that a word? You know debilitation?
Hey, some...
Rehabilitation. Okay.
Some students struggle reading in front of class, okay?
Popcorn reading. <don't... laughs> No, I thought we were making up words.
Yeah.
I thought we were making up new words. But it says she was left with constant back pain, neck and, oh shit, here's another one. Thoracic? Man, spine troubles.
This spinal. This podcast brought to you by Hooked on Phonics.
Babbel, where are you?
Babbel.
But she said she was unable to lift groceries, do chores, or even play with her two children. And then after that, she not only threw the tree on camera, she won. She came in first place.
Strong.
And so she was throwing the tree more than, like, better than everybody else was throwing the trees.
Bro.
Even if she was just signed up, that would be, you know, cause to lose this case. But she ended up throwing a spruce tree and winning a Christmas tree throwing contest.
Here's the thing. She quit her job. She quit her job because she was so sure that she was going to win this suit. She quit her job.
That's
insane. And was like, oh, it's in the bag. It's in the Christmas bag. And now somebody called her. I wonder, you know, because they have insurance companies to hire private investigators.
Yeah. Really?
And who follow snitched? People. Yeah. So somebody, I mean, it could have just been somebody posted it and then somebody saw it. But they also hire, like when it's high stakes suits like that, they will hire a private investigator to follow somebody to make sure that they're not capping.
So it's not like her... It's not like she won and that went viral and then the insurance company was like, It
they
went
saw
viral
it from
because
a
of... Oh, that was... There's the photo.
Yeah, they saw the picture.
Throwing the shit out of that tree. I wonder if that was the winning throw.
What if that was the private investigator that took it and was like, hey, I got this picture of you. He was like, oh, yeah, thanks.
Uh-oh.
No, thank you.
If you're going to claim to be bedridden, maybe, like, I don't know, don't look so in shape.
And she has her tights say, I just can't, which is hilarious. Because she could.
She very much could.
I did a story on this on my page, and I was trying to find what the prize was. Because what's crazy about this is, like, the prize had to be $900,000.
$1,000 of bragging rights the next year.
Like, if not, you just win in a blue ribbon and, a gift card? Like, that's insane.
A whole suit just got parked.
Nice. That's the, I mean, it definitely wasn't Pebbles.
Yeah,
to throw that.
She had the money, and then all of a sudden went feta mode.
It was hell of feta. The case went feta, insanely. And I just want to know how she feels, because you have to feel so insanely stupid.
Kicking herself.
I didn't even hear about this sport. It'd be different if it was like, damn, you heard she won the Super Bowl. Like, that's different, but this is a Christmas tree throwing championship, and I didn't even know this sport existed. It says it was based on an age-old lumberjack tradition, which sees members of the public competing to achieve the longest distance for throwing a standard 1.5-meter tree. She's South African. I didn't know that.
Right, because it says she was from Ireland, I thought.
It just says she was Irish. Irish.
Now
she's from Ireland.
A South African Irish.
All right.
Who throws Christmas
she's
trees.
She's getting a lot of scholarships regardless. She just go back to school. South African and Irish.
Man, when you have these disability claims, people will be following you. They
That's
have,
what I'm saying.
They have them out there.
Is it like after a certain amount that it's like, okay, let's see if this is true?
No, I used to work HR, and like it's not an amount. It's just like, are they really hurt? Like, they have investigators out there. They'd be watching
Even if
people.
It's for like a couple thousand?
The company don't want to pay. Like, their premiums go up. Like, it affects more than just the money they would get them if they won the suit. It affects their premiums for the whole company and their ability to be, you know.
Insurance is a scam, man.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. It's basically saying, hey, I'm going to give you this money just in case I fuck up and something happens.
Right. Yeah, I never get, I'm like, I'm paying for insurance and then I need the insurance. And like, okay, you got to pay this much to use the insurance. I'm like, well, what has all this money been going towards in the first place?
I hate that, like, because of the insurance that I'm with. Like, when I was with Kaiser, I needed a certain inhaler that I knew worked for me. Pro Air always worked for me. No problems, whatever. They give me this generic as a Buterol, and it never works as well as this other inhaler that I tell them I need. And I'm like, can you please put it in the system that I want this one? And like, we can try, but, you know, whatever your insurance approves, it's like, I'll pay the fucking difference.
Right.
But you can't. They won't give it to you. And it's like, well, what the fuck do I have insurance for?
Right.
And we said, we got a new insurance. We're with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield now. Fair and Switch Jobs. It took us 2 months to see a doctor.
What do you mean?
2 months. That was the earliest we could get
Damn.
A doctor's appointment. I went in February, like February 13th was the first, and we got this insurance in November.
Shit. And that wasn't just because the doctor was booked up?
I mean, that's what I'm saying, but they're booked up like that you can't.
Right.
Like, and because she went to a different doctor, and I was going to a different doctor. We were trying to see who would get one first, and she signed up one, but he was in OC, so she had to find another doctor. And luckily, my doctor was cool, so when I was at my appointment, I was telling my doctor about Farron's knee pain because she has to get the injections in her knee. And they made an exception and brought her in like the next week. But it's so fucking hard to get like just an appointment out here.
You're paying for insurance and you can't even
use the shit.
Yeah. If that's the case, you might as well just wait till something happens and pay the full price as opposed to paying every month.
The prices are jacked up.
Oh yeah, it's crazy right now.
But I mean,
let me see you when I want to see you, otherwise I'm gonna start throwing trees.
At the doctor's office.
Yeah, exactly. It's going.
They'll bring you to court fast. But that's how why they're having a lot of virtual doctors now. And, you know, now, like, Amazon Prime has a pharmacy and all of these different things going on. So where you're able to, you know, get quicker stuff.
Damn.
That makes sense. A virtual doctor, they only talk to you for a minute anyways. They're just like, take this.
When I was with Kaiser, that was my favorite thing to do. Because, like, because of my diverticulitis, if it flares up, sometimes they want me to come in and they want to put the dye in me and then take me over to the other facility to see if it actually is that. But if I had a virtual, or if I could sign up for the virtual one, I would just tell the doctor, hey, I suffer from this. This is an ongoing thing. I have it every 4 to 6 months. Could you put a prescription in for me? And they would just do it like that. That way I didn't have to actually go to the facility. Mm. But like that virtual doctor is clutch. But I'm so sick of this shit. I'm sick of, and the dentist is the worst because there's no rhyme or reason for their pricing. It could be completely different for damn near the same thing on a different side of your mouth. And it's just like...
Really?
Yeah, and I had just read something about like why so many people are missing that side tooth. It's because a lot of times dentist office won't cover a lot or any of like a post or an implant, but they'll cover an extraction. So they'll, you know, they're paid $500 to get the tooth taken out, but like that $5,000 is gonna take to like kill the nerve, do the pulse, and then do a crown or implant. They're like, nah, we ain't fuck with that. We'll give you $20 on it.
And it's so people with a side tooth missing, it'd be the same tooth?
Well, it'd be in the same area, over here, or at the top of the bottom. So that's why I got mine. I was like, I ain't finna pay $5,000. I ain't got $5,000 for this shit. Just take it out. So
did you thought about going to Mexico?
Yeah, I did, but I was like, nah.
That's one step below a BBL. If you leave the country and come back with a new tooth.
Yeah, I'll come back missing the kidney and all that shit. I don't know. I just didn't want to chance it. You know, if something goes wrong down there and I don't have anybody with me, it's like, well, I don't want to do that shit. Yeah. So
that's how you're going to know when I really made it in comedy is when I just got the craziest set of veneers. it's going to be glow in the dark, okay?
Glow in the dark veneers?
They should be like, have that option.
Damn, that boy's mouth a nightlight.
That's crazy.
That's big crazy.
I don't get why people are choosing white as a color. Like, can't you choose, like, a tooth color?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're going to get a brand new pair, it starts off white, so they just like, fuck it.
I literally went to a tooth whitening like last month, and they wouldn't do it. They're like we could do it, but your teeth right now are the color of teeth. And now there's like this huge trend of just like bleach white. They were just like, you have a good tooth color. And I was like, okay. But then I started realizing how white the veneer people are, and it's distracting.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's like, and it's like these big time actors that are playing like some Victorian England, like 1800s, whatever. And it's just like, nobody's teeth were looking like that
at all. Right.
It's just taking me out of the, it's taking me out of the movie.
This year, I'm going to way more live events, especially concerts. I might not be able to vacation the way I want to right now. When it comes to entertainment, I'm still going to get my fair share. And I'm only doing it with Game Time. Because Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all your sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. And they got a ton of killer last-minute deals. All-in prices, views from your seat, which is my favorite thing about the app. And when I say views from the seat, I mean views from the seat. Now, a lot of websites and other companies, they might let you see where you're going to be sitting in a theater or where you're going to be sitting and whatever the venue type is. But do you get to see the actual view from the seat? I'm talking about hold up your phone, augmented reality kicks in, and you can actually turn your phone and see what it looks like from that very seat. Are they doing that? No, because that is a prize. Picks special. Ain't nobody doing it like that. Man, you get the lowest price guarantee. You get event cancellation protection. You get job loss protection. You get last minute tickets. You get flash deals. You get zone deals. Listen, it's the easiest way to find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. So if you're ready to do what it takes, and you should be, because I hope to see y'all at some of those concerts, you need to go ahead, head on over. Take all the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code DIYS for $20 off your first purchase. Now, terms apply, but again, the easy way to do this is create an account, download the app first, all right? That's obvious. Then create an account, and then use our code DIYS for $20 off. Better get in this game.
Movie. They were
no way.
Then.
Yeah, they didn't have no real dentists back then. Yeah. Right. Back in the day, you had to go to black people had to go to the vet because dentists wouldn't see us. So you had to go to the vet and get your tooth knocked out. So it was
that's crazy.
It's real crazy. I'm sorry, not the vet, the barber. So that red and white spinning thing in a barbell, you know what it is? I got it confused, but it's the dentist because the barber has that red and white thing. That was like the medical sign. And so you would go to the barber and he had the tools to pull your teeth out. But
that's so random.
Yeah.
And you can get a haircut too?
Yep.
That's mm-hmm. when they used to
Chimola's lined up.
Tie some shit to your tooth and just slam the
slam
door.
The door.
Like, that was crazy. Barbaric. It's like, we got this perfectly good door right here. It's like, you ain't got no tools?
I remember trying that as a kid.
What?
You did?
Oh,
yes.
Work?
Mm-hmm.
Yours worked?
No, mine did not work, but I remember trying it. But it
did. It was
work.
A loose tooth?
Yeah, when I was like elementary school. Like, yeah. Oh, let's. Yeah, I don't know why everyone knows that trick.
Ouch.
It's like, mm-hmm. Tie a string around it.
It mine 100% of my loose teeth came out from eating something. Mm-hmm. I don't think I tried anything else.
I remember like just pushing mine back and forth, pushing back and wiggling, and then finally came out one of them. Mm. It bled a little bit, but it wasn't as bad as I thought. I thought I was going to die when it happened, but wasn't as bad.
I still remember the feeling. It sucks. It's like so unstable.
Me too, because I'm missing one.
You have adult memories of that happening.
Yep, absolutely. All right.
Let's get into this next story because this you almost have to take this headline in pieces. Mm. All right.
This is 2019.
Members of a German crossbow sex cult suicide pact took knockout drops before they were willingly killed in an attempt to be reborn in a higher realm. So first of all, German crossbow sex cult.
Call me old-fashioned, but I think we need to take crossbows out of sex cults, okay? When can we get back to the make sex cults not have crossbows again, okay? Let's talk about it. I mean, we used to be a proper country that had family values,
a great country.
And now we're adding crossbows to our sex cults.
There's just some activities I feel like should not be done naked with exposed areolas or penises. Like, just let's just not do that.
I mean, I understand the need to want to be reborn in a higher realm, but why not just live your full life and then do that at the end?
What realm, though? I want to know. Okay. They watch Avengers and they're like, I'm trying to be Asgardian, okay? What's up?
So, Okay, so these bullet points are the highlights, right? Okay, so in May, a man and a woman were found with crossbow bolts through the heart. The female shooter had then turned the weapon on herself.
Good aim.
Right? Right. Mm-hmm. Crossbows are not easy to shoot.
Yeah. Crossbow. And then also, how do you, like, do you situate it on something and then put a string and then pull it through? Because how do you, or with the toe?
I see you, crossbow girly, okay? She said, I got one shot, and this is for all women everywhere, because I know they're going to look at this autopsy, and they're going to be like, man, she took four shots. This is why the man should have shot. She said, no, I got this.
I got this.
That's a wild murder suicide.
She said, Katniss who?
I volunteer trip.
That, and it takes long to reload. You can't. You don't got two arrows worth. So she did the whole reload like while he was dead on the floor.
Because he didn't die right away.
You don't think so?
I don't think he died instantly.
I don't know. If she shot him through the heart, he did.
I don't think instantly.
Crossbows are
strong. I don't think
pretty
really.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you shoot me in my heart, I'm dying.
Your brain's still doing stuff.
So a bullet to the heart ain't instant either.
I just don't feel like the arrow to the heart is instant.
Yeah.
A bullet, a little bit more. But the arrow's usually more sleek, you know, like,
So you might have poison or holding it in place.
Breaking it off in movies. Well, you know,
yeah, but not in the heart. That's like when they get shot in the shoulder
because
or something.
There's a lot happening. I don't think a crossbow to the heart kills instant. I mean, because my brother hunts, and he hunts with a crossbow. And I don't think if he kills a buck or something, you know, I don't think.
But does he have as good of aim as sex cult Germans?
I mean, crazy sex cult Germans.
But, I mean, what the fuck do they use the crossbow for except the killing at the end? Like, what was the day-to-day?
That's a good question.
Like, because she didn't get the knockout drop. She had to do herself in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it says 2 days later, two other women who belonged to the sex cult were found dead 400 miles north in Wittigen. It says detectives revealed today the two shot by crossbow had taken a knockout narcotic similar to a date drug. And then they were willingly killed. And then also two were found at a separate address. And they poison themselves. So okay. The crossbow is optional.
Let's find out who the marketing team is for this cult, because to be able to get people to sign up for something like that is pretty impressive.
Well, maybe the sex part, because at some point in this cult, they were smashing. Mm-hmm. I just don't get this all this other stuff. Okay, let's go into the details. German police were left
I'm really
baffled.
Excited to get into these details.
Says... Three people were found dead from crossbow wounds in a sleepy Bavarian guest house. And then, I don't know why they included sleepy. And then 2 days later, the other cult members were found dead 400 miles north of that.
Did they just take like the Zillow description of the house? They were like, hey, let's hop on Zillow real quick.
A sleepy, cozy guest house. Right?
Sleepy, cozy guest house formerly used by tight-knit community.
Detail about this higher realm. There's so much detail about how they killed themselves, but not where were they going? What did they think?
It says they were world renewers and world heritage producers who thought they had been reborn multiple times and that their deaths would transport them to a higher realm. Mm. What about this realm, though? It's not that bad. okay. 32. Okay. They took drops of narcotics.
Mm-hmm.
Then they shot. He shot. Okay. We said that already. Oh, is that them?
Oh, this is them. Wow. Yes. Okay.
They look culty.
Yeah. I gotta get that vibe.
They look culty. Well, I'm so confused at the crossbow and the sex part. Where's the sex?
So it's just pretty nice.
What's whiter, the tree throwing or this?
Probably this. Probably this. Okay.
He was just in relationships with several women whom he ruled over like a master. So I guess he was just kind of saying he controlled them like a cult leader, used Gross. Physical force, psychological manipulation.
Oh, this is awful.
And they had a sex circle with a focus on the Middle Ages.
Whoa.
So,
okay. Who were holding hands on a bed through the heart on May
12th. Oh, they tried to make it sweet.
I think they're vampires or something.
Yeah, look at her picture.
Yeah.
That looks like it was taken 4,000 years ago.
somebody had a partner named Gertrude. I didn't know that name was still in use.
That's my daughter's building.
Gertrude?
Really? You gave her Gertrude?
Is it named after somebody or you just like that?
Okay, it had to be. You ain't just like, I've always loved this one.
Gertie. It's cute.
Gertie. What up, Gert?
Dirty Gert.
What up, Gert Gert? Okay, so it wasn't as big of a cult, I guess, because it says there was he was having sex with all four of the women.
Uh-huh.
And it says the ringleader ran a medieval-themed shop filled with weapons, knights of the Templar flags, and blood-spattered mannequins on the counter.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, I feel like there should be a minimum number for it to be called a cult, because this just sounds like some friends making bad decisions.
It sounds like...
It's like fuck buddies who... Just woke up with the wrong thing on their mind one day.
I think once they're killing themselves together, it's like, okay, this
what's
is
the
cult.
Yeah, what's the number that I feel counts like 12. As a...
12 is a good number for
this
a cult.
This just seems like a community group.
Yeah.
Small group.
After
this was a freaky fivesome.
This story just is crazy.
It gets weirder and weirder, right?
The shop also offers sword fighting classes twice a week.
What?
Well, okay. That's just practical.
You got to be ahead of the curve, man. Nobody else is doing it in the town, so why not?
Why is he in that, you know, I had to do it to him stance?
All right, so the crossbows are making more and more sense. It was medieval themed. They were doing sword fighting.
Okay.
Oh, this shop sucks.
Yeah, this looks like a misused classroom or something.
I'm not vibing with this.
And they have lingerie on and everything.
Y'all,
okay.
Y'all got a shower here? I got to clean up after reading this.
It says, little is known about the Enders or how she met Weiss. Is that how you say it? Weiss?
Mm-hmm.
But police said earlier this year the pair had written up wills.
Damn.
Together with Kaspari, the pair shared a love of the Middle Ages and in particular jousting, which they actively participated in. Okay, they had been on their way back from a jousting tournament in Germany when they died. That was their last hoorah. It said before he owned the shop, Weiss had lived in a rented farmhouse, which he shared with Kaspari and her partner Gertrude and Karina in the Lower Saxony. I don't know what a Saxony is, but okay.
That's an area.
That's an area. Okay.
I like it.
So they were just there smashing, jousting, sword fighting, mm-hmm. and then ultimately...
Crossbowing.
Crossbowing.
No, yeah. Don't forget about the crossbowing.
What do you think their Spotify playlist looked like?
It was just Renaissance horns and stuff. and piccolo music.
Right,
that's probably a lot of soundtracks.
It was just like Macklemore and G-Eazy. Not a nowhere.
It was Robin Hood, Men in Tights soundtrack. We're men, manly men. We're men in tights, tights. We roam around the forest looking for fights. Put them up. We're men in tights. I don't know the rest of the part. But
you knew a lot.
Yeah.
You knew a good amount.
There's a certain point in the song. Yeah, I don't really even know. Okay.
You can't do that three verses in.
But, yeah, brother. You just gave us the first verse in the chorus.
Like sissies, but watch what you say or else we'll put out your lights. We're men.
Okay, so you know the full song.
Men.
You should have just said, I don't know the outro.
One more, yeah.
I have been listening to the Newsies soundtrack lately.
What is that?
What's that?
Newsies?
Yeah.
It's like a young Christian Bale as a teenager, and they're paper boys in New York City. Yeah, that's basically it.
Are they a group? What is this?
That's a group of newspaper boys.
The Newsies. Huh. The newspaper.
Newsies is hilarious.
Gotta sell me papes.
Wow.
I didn't know Christian Bale has been acting that long. He's a teenager?
Yeah. I mean, he's at least playing a teenager, so maybe there's a chance he's like 20, but I'm pretty sure he's like 16 years old in this.
Wow.
Newsies.
Never, ever heard of that. Okay.
How do you get people to do
okay,
this?
Fine. I'll do a few songs from it.
Let her rip!
Okay, fine. I'll do. It was a musical?
Yeah, it's a musical.
Oh, that sounds awful. I gotta say.
No, it's good. You should check it out.
Do they say extra, extra at any point?
Yeah, because it's basically like, okay, it's like the Depression, right? And so like these young boys are trying to sell papers to like make money for their family, but then like the big bad business owners are like not trying to pay them, so then they go on strike and they're banding together. Friends of the friends will seize the day.
Yes. Oh, yeah, no. Oh shit! Oh, Liz, this your shit?
No one can take it.
Oh shit! Have you seen it recently, or is this just a cult classic?
It's back in the brain. I feel like it's as far as musical goes, it's a fairly well known musical.
Mm.
A little bit.
Is it good?
I watched it when I was like 15, and I was like, yeah, I'm in, sure.
Okay. I'm in, sure. Such a mature 15-year-old.
Young Christian. That Christian Bale, he sure got what it takes.
That story is just as wild as the crossbow sex cult, actually. Christian Bale as a kid in a newspaper group called the Newsies. They have the big newspaper boy hats. No way I'm ever watching.
And he's
that.
Like Christian Bale is like a he's like an orphan. He just like he kind of runs. He's like the boss. He's on his own. He's trying to get to Santa Fe.
That's the plot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. No. This is her shit, Leah. This is your shit right now. You are
super excited.
Yeah. She's quoting it like lines and
that
the
was for Rent.
Oh.
That was a different musical.
I'm sorry. I don't like musicals. Like. At all right now, which is crazy because I grew up on Disney movies and all Disney movies are basically musicals.
Those never.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Probably Lion King.
Mm.
Easily.
Yeah.
Aladdin, close second.
Mm. Yeah.
After that, it probably would switch over to like The Rescuers Down Under, All Dogs Go to Heaven.
The Rescuers Down Under goes hard. What about you?
I don't.
He didn't watch TV growing up.
Emperor's New Groove.
Really?
Yeah.
Cusco, the medicine, the goo. Yeah, that's a great one.
Yep, that's my favorite.
Hercules was good too. They was singing their ass off in Hercules.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
That's
Hercules was cool.
What?
The three black women saved it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Nah, Hercules was okay.
Hercules was good. Right. Mulan was good.
Mulan, I was going to say Mulan's my favorite.
Mulan was up there for me.
Mulan's your favorite?
Mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy as Mushu is so funny.
Right. He's so good at animation.
Dishonor on you, dishonor on your cow, dishonor on your whole family.
Hey, what's up? I want to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by BetterHelp, okay? Listen, y'all know me. Y'all know I'm a big proponent of therapy, especially when it comes to my fellas. Because fellas, we be out here bad, you know what I'm saying? Walking around with a lot of trauma. I know I was like that. Oh, man. I thank goodness every day for my wife because she really held it down for me, man. But I had to do work, okay? I had to do the work. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time to go back and do this, more time to switch things up. Listen, the time you got is the time you got, and you need to make the most of it. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can actually do more. I thought I was a great communicator. I mean, I guess on a surface level, I was. When it came to doing like the real work, the dirty work, the having those difficult conversations, I would not have been able to do it without therapy. Therapy provided a safe place for me to express myself openly and honestly. And I know some people are like, you can do that with your partner. And sometimes, what if it's about your partner? You still need somebody to talk to, somebody unbiased, somebody professional, somebody licensed. And that's what you get with BetterHelp, okay? I love the fact that it's done entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for any reason at no additional charge to you. So now that I've laid that all out, what are you waiting on? Seriously, what are you waiting on? Especially if you're going to get 10% off. That's right. Visit BetterHelp.com/DIYS today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/DIYS and get 10% off your first month. Now you really ain't got an excuse.
Farron says that all the
time. Not a black scent, by the way. I did not do a black scent. That was just my voice. Well, I'm getting some grimaces.
I didn't think so.
It's like nobody was singing that until you brought it up. Okay, cool.
What's your top three?
Okay, we got... Okay, Mulan for sure. Mm-hmm. I'd say Lion King is just like you can't go wrong with Lion King.
It's like the Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy type of situation. You have to put that up. It's like a holy grail of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the other ones that are coming to my head are now DreamWorks, which is not Disney.
Pixar, you can kind of group in a little bit.
I'd say I like the Toy Stories.
Oh, yeah, Toy Stories.
If Pixar counts, I would say Toy Story and Bug's Life for sure.
Yeah.
Bug's Life is just...
But remember Ants?
I remember Ants. I remember Toy Story. Not Toy Soldiers.
Yes, I had a Toy Soldiers board game. It's still my parents' house now.
Toy Soldiers or Small Soldiers?
Small Soldiers.
Which one is
Toy Soldiers.
Which one is the one with Gorgonites? That's Small Soldiers, right? Is that what y'all talking about?
I think so.
The toys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was I don't even know if that was Disney. Let's see. I just know I had the soundtrack like a loser.
You had the soundtrack?
I had hella soundtracks when I was growing up.
It's like a mix already.
Yeah, Small Soldiers was 1998. And who
Pixar?
Put that out? Let me see. Who put that out?
That might have been its own shit. Because it was kind of violent.
Tommy Lee Jones.
for those toys were killing each other, popping each other's heads off.
Man, it was going crazy. Edited by, distributed by DreamWorks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, DreamWorks.
Oh, that's a solid DreamWorks film then.
Yeah.
That might be one of my top DreamWorks then.
Budget was $40 million and the box office was $71 million. They got a good $31 off of it.
That's insane. I got
$40 million for animation is crazy.
Right, but it was mixed in with like live action, so I could see how that could be crazy expensive.
And that was like right in the era where they're like, whoa, we can make kids movies that adults also enjoy.
Right. Yeah. Right. You can tell because they be slipping in like adult humor, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. I want to see, that's what I'll say. I want to see what Shrek costs to make. I wonder if the biggest budget was the
DreamWorks is probably still eating off of the first Shrek.
Ooh, budget was $60 million.
60 Shrek, or 16?
60.
Okay.
The box office was $492 million.
Is that to date or just when it first came out?
It just says 492, so.
Jesus.
Barley was supposed to be Shrek.
Oh. Really?
He had already like recorded a bunch of audio and everything.
And then he died?
Damn.
That sucks.
He wasn't Scottish.
Mike Myers did his shit, though.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he stuck his foot in that.
Did he? So you said he wasn't Scottish? Shrek so Mike added
Scottish.
That?
Yeah.
That's funny, because Mike Myers just did the fat bastard voice. Yeah. He was just like, I'm running this back.
Yeah.
But I'm not in a fat suit, so.
Khan? I don't remember even Khan.
What is that say?
Khan? I don't remember eating Khan from Fat Bastard.
What are you talking about? His
yeah,
shit?
Right. It was the silhouette with him in the bathroom?
Just, yeah.
That was a horrible scene.
Oh,
that
so
was
good.
So nasty.
So good. I love it. Just gross, nasty comedy.
What's y'all top three DreamWorks? Shrek in there?
Oh, without a doubt.
What else is DreamWorks? What are the DreamWorks films?
Best DreamWorks films.
I would say Shrek for sure is a top.
I've
and
so.
The like the
Shark Tale,
Counting Crows,
Prince of Egypt,
Shark Tale. You got Kung Fu Panda, Madagascar,
Kung Fu. Okay, Over the Hedge goes so. Over the Hedge is one of the most underrated movies. Actually, someone just said this on the.
I love Shark.
I've never seen that
on the Oscars red carpet. Yeah, The Croods. Yeah. Trash. I did not like that.
Yeah, I don't think I saw.
I had a student told me I look like the dad from The Croods.
Is that why
kids are so mean?
Chicken Run is for sure up there.
So good.
I don't think I've seen Chicken Run.
Was that the like claymation?
Claymation one.
Okay.
Yep. I feel like Chicken Run would be a honorable mention, but I gotta go Shrek, Small Soldiers, and then Shark Tale. I love Shark Tale.
I'd go Madagascar, Over the Hedge, and Shrek.
Okay.
Is that an animated Catch Me If You Can?
I don't think so.
Why is that even? Oh, why was that? Why is it under animations? Animated suspenseful movie.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. I didn't know it was DreamWorks.
Isn't it crazy how Prince of Egypt, the whole cast is just white people?
Yeah. That was
Mega
like a
mind.
Except for the dad of Sephora.
Oh, really?
Trevor from Fresh Prince.
Oh, okay.
Brian Stokes Mitchell.
I can't remember what Trevor looks like. I just remember him dying.
So, oh yeah, I remember Trevor. So on Rotten Tomatoes, they've ranked the 46 DreamWorks animation movies. Number one is How to Train Your Dragon.
Really?
Two is Chicken Run. So How to Train Your Dragon, 99%. Chicken Run, 97%. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, 95%.
What?
Puss in Boots
over Shrek?
Yeah, Wallace and Gromit. I haven't even gotten to Shrek. How to Train Your Dragon 2, Ants, How to Train Your Dragon. That Shrek 2 is 8 and Shrek is 9.
They are fucking crazy.
Is Shrek 2 better than 1?
Now I know how people, MJ stands, feel when people bring up LeBron. Because you're not going to tell me Shrek is 9. You weren't there. You didn't see it live, okay?
You weren't there is hilarious.
You didn't see the fanfare. For his era, Shrek was
Listen, he was
look,
rough.
I get the game is modernized. I get it. But for what he had access to, Shrek was
what was
it translates.
Plot?
Mega Man Mega Mind was DreamWorks
cool.
too. I like Mega Mind.
Oh yeah.
It was good.
Was
But I don't remember. What was Shrek 2 about? Was that the one where he was turned into a human?
It says Shrek 2, they returning from their honeymoon and showing some home movies to their friends, Shrek and Fiona learned that her parents have, and then it cut me off.
When did Puss in Boots surpass Shrek?
I don't know. The first one was good, but I don't think in my opinion, none of them were better than Shrek. The first Shrek was flawless to me.
I'ma keep on saying it until y'all get it through your heads. Fellas, it's time to step your grooming game up. All right. I'm out here. My wife don't know what she might catch me with. All right? I might be completely clean down there. I might do something fancy, do a little land strip. I do mine's horizontal. What's up? What's popping with it? It don't matter, but she knows I'm gonna be clean, I'm gonna be crisp, and I'm gonna be fresh. And that is completely thanks to Manscaped. Okay. After using Manscaped, I can finally say I have caught spring fever. Introducing the season's new champ, the Lawnmower 5.0. Now, their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever the heart desires. You know what I'm saying? You got to break that one out every now and then. It also features a dual LED spotlight to guide you through the darkest winter debris, if you know what I mean. Okay? Navigate with confidence in your delicate areas. You got to watch out on the nether region. Okay, the family jewels, if you will. Listen, if you hate making a mess, don't even worry about it. This bad boy is waterproof, so you can shave in the shower. You can shave in the tub before you turn on the shower. You ain't got to worry about that. It makes cleanup a breeze, all right? Now, if y'all ready, we can take it to the next level, okay? You can take your full grooming experience to the next level, elevated with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and the Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Now, I'm not going to hold you. I have been waiting on the shaver to come out because I've been taking my trimmers on the road with me, and they're great. I love them, but I needed something a little more compact. And that Handyman Electric Face Shaver, man, it does the trick every time. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always in the right season to get you together. So, how's 20% off sound? Huh? Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DIYS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code DIYS at manscaped.com. It's nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants.
Rotten Tomatoes has lost credibility, though.
I've not seen a lot of these DreamWorks movies. I guess I got to get in my DreamWorks bag.
Dunlock?
Yeah, because I've never even seen How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, me neither.
So
me neither. I didn't see that. Over the Hedge, El Dorado. I just saw Kung Fu Panda like at the end of last year for the first time. I never saw
Did
that.
You guys ever have like a
shit felt rushed.
A section of your life where you were like, I'm not doing animations. Those are for kids. And then you kind of grow out of that and be like, animation's awesome. I feel like that happened around How to Train Your Dragon. I was just like, nah, that's not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The B movie was the one with Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah.
That movie, I hated it when it came out and I watched it. I was like, this is boring. It's...
Yeah.
But you like it now?
No.
So you just hate it.
He set it up like
he was gonna hit the switcheroo on us.
No, I just wanted to make sure. I've been hating since the ground floor. I just want to make it clear. I know y'all listeners probably don't know me that well. If there's one thing I am, it's a hater.
Just so you know, I'm putting myself out there.
Y'all don't hate like me. I'll tell you that much.
Kung Fu Panda. I feel like it was a good movie, but when it came out, I was kind of underwhelmed.
Yeah, I felt rushed to me. Like the first one, it felt like everything was, I don't know, like they built out about him learning it. He learned super fast, too. It was like over 2 weeks, he mastered it. Boink. It was like, nah, come on, fam. You can't master it like that in 2 weeks. I don't believe you, fam.
Jack Black, him.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
One thing I have no excuse for not watching is Captain Underpants. I read them books all the time.
You read the books?
I read the books back in the day. And then it came out, and I don't know.
I feel like if you were the kid who read Captain Underpants, you didn't use folders. You just had loose leaf papers in your backpack.
And you borrowed pants. Nobody else read Captain Underpants?
No, well, I'm too old, but my son does. And that Dog Man, Cat Kid, all those books by the same guy. And Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that is the same animation.
So
huh?
Because of that, I am aware, and I've seen part of some of the movies.
The books were solid. They
if
were
you read
solid
Captain
reads.
Underpants, you for sure spent recess indoors some of the days. With some lunch detention.
I had friends.
No! I never read that one. Nah. We got one more story on there? What else we got on that before we get out of here?
Well, we were just talking about DreamWorks movies. Should we just do this animal thing?
Yeah. Pat
oh, yeah.
Did not want to talk
yes.
About
let's go.
Let's do the animals.
Let's
all right.
go. That's what I've been waiting
for. This is another fun game. Mm-hmm. We do these every now and then. All right. So picture you're in this scenario, mm-hmm. okay? A 1,650-pound grizzly bear is hunting you. Ah. This photo is terrifying. I didn't know they got that big.
Yeah.
They couldn't have just said 1,700.
A big-ass grizzly right. is hunting you. So what we're about to do is you have to build your defense. What animals are going to help you fight this bear? And you only have a certain amount of money, and every animal is a different price.
Okay.
So you have $1,000 to build your defense. Oof. You got the high bidders, which is a tiger for $800 mm-hmm. and a silverback gorilla for $750.
Gotcha.
Then the middle tier is a lion and what looks like a jaguar or a leopard. That looks like a jaguar. Jaguar's $300, lion is $500. $175, you get a cheetah. Mm-hmm. For $200, you get a wild dog, which I wonder if that's a pack or just one.
Oh, yeah.
$100 for a wolf and $40 for a honey badger. $1,000 is not enough.
Yeah.
Immediately, it's not enough.
So I'm thinking that you got to go with that gorilla. You got to get the silverback because you need something that's going to have the arms and can like deliver some heavy blows, not just bites. The gorilla could do both. So I'm 750 in already. All right.
I don't see any of these animals doing much damage.
Yes, come on.
Why $40?
Okay, yeah, you can't even. Why is it $750 and then there's no $50 one to like make it even?
The teacher analysis.
Well, you know, the $10 extra
that's
after I win, I'm going to go get Chipotle after, I guess.
Yeah.
Wait, what is the $40 thing?
That's a honey badger.
So they're they're more brave than anything, he's not
going
to do nothing.
I'm going two wolves, a honey badger. And the gorilla, and
I'm sending
the two wolves and the honey badger first, and then I'm getting it by a tree, and I'm gonna tell that gorilla throw the people's elbow from the top rope of the branch directly, and like go headlock. Here's the thing: do they understand teamwork?
Well, most of them
how organized are
just
these
doing
animals?
Solo shit?
The wolves are pack animals, so they definitely understand. I think, and honey badgers are just fight or flight all the time.
You can get 25 honey badgers. $4,000.
Yeah, that bear would fuck around.
25 of them things.
I still don't think.
It's strength of numbers, but I don't know.
Those dogs.
I guess three cheetahs and two honey badgers.
The dogs are vicious.
I think
though.
This is actually. Am I underestimating a grizzly bear? Are you telling me, like, two lions can't beat a grizzly bear? But two lions though.
A grizzly bear will definitely retreat.
That's what I'm saying. One lion, like, okay, it might die, but it's going to get some good shots in, and the back one's just going to, like, tear out its Achilles. Now you can't run.
Swipe of a bear, like, that lion is gone.
I don't know. I wasn't considering it. The two lions.
Tigers are vicious, though, and they're good in water if the bear wants. Bears like to be in water sometimes, too.
Two lions might be it. But, I mean, how many leopards can you get? how many jaguars can I get?
Three leopards and a couple honey badgers.
The silverback.
I got to get that silverback, baby. That silverback. I got to go with that.
Can I get a silverback and a jaguar?
Why are you saying it like you're coming up to a McDonald's drive-thru window? Let me get a
silverback. Let me get a jaguar. I'll pay the extra 50.
So you want to shake? It's on me. Get the shake.
How can I take 50 off? All right. What
but
if you
I get to fight as well?
You are fighting. This is your defense.
It's over with then.
You know what, though?
Okay.
Ten wolves could possibly do the job too, though. 10 wolves could get it going. I think because they're gonna bite the legs and everything too. And if one of them hops on the back or two of them hop on the back, you got it. And if one of them gets the neck somehow,
1,700.
They're used to hunting together.
Yeah.
Okay, what if, because I didn't even consider doubling up. What if it was one of each and you just had to make 1,000?
What do you mean?
Like, you couldn't do, like, 2 wolves, this, that. It's you're 1,000. It's kind of like one of these, one of these, one of these.
So you say you can't double up with your 1,000?
Right. No doubles.
Wait, while we're thinking of that, how much does a average grizzly weigh?
Because this, they made it seem like the this is a big ass
average silverback way.
Because then, do we get above average teammates?
600 pounds.
So 600 pounds? So this is almost triple the. This is basically 3-in-1 grizzly bear.
Yeah. It's a tank.
This is grizzly bears weigh upward of 700 pounds. The males are heavier than the females.
So this is impossible. this is a mythical creature. Can you see if they get up to that?
World record grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Cause I mean,
see, but so the like it's gonna be moving slow though. It's gonna it's powerful, but it's how fast?
The bears
can run fast.
The bear in the picture, the bear was over 1,600 pounds. It stood 12 feet 6 inches.
Oh, so this exists.
That's the world's largest grizzly bear. Yeah, took 14 feet to the top of his head if it stood up.
Come on,
if it's almost like silverback.
That was in Alaska.
Silverback, 2 wolves. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Silverback, 2 wolves, and a honey badger.
And plus me. I'm 6'2", but the wingspan's 6'5", though. Okay?
Is that possible?
Yeah, people have longer wingspans than...
Damn.
How high
so the hunters were like 1,000 to 1,200 pounds. Anyway, it's a lot.
I'm doing a silverback. Silverback, wolf. Where am I at? 850?
So the average gorilla silverback weighs anywhere from 132 to 595 pounds. So if you get a gorilla that's 600 pounds.
That's it?
Yeah.
Give me one of them big boys.
What about how big tigers get?
Tigers are vicious and huge.
I feel like we're sleeping on the tiger.
I'm telling you, tigers are crazy. Largest tiger ever. Yeah.
But he's so expensive.
They're so sleek in the water. The largest tiger ever found in the wild, 10 feet long. It doesn't say a Bengal tiger. Huge.
Tiger might be it. I feel like a tiger would do more than the silverback. I'm going tiger. Tiger, 2 wolves. Let's even it out.
The choking ability of the silverback.
I don't know if they fight like that, though.
So hit this out. Hit this out.
Do they punch?
Yeah.
A typical silverback weighs 430 pounds and stands 5 feet tall. But they're incredibly strong and can lift over 1,700 pounds.
Yes. See, I'm saying
so if they can lift it, not just like lift that shit. If he choke him out or punch him or Hulk smash him, we got a chance.
That's what I'm saying. The wolves from the front and then the gorilla comes from behind.
That's what I'm thinking. And then a honey badger.
Unpause.
Honey badger bite his balls.
We all have to come from behind sometime.
I would have the honey badger on my shoulder.
I wish they had those brolic kangaroos in the list. Those kangaroos are like.
Well, you grab that kangaroo by his tail.
No, their claws are crazy though.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm not
The bear has so much flubber. That's what keeps him rolling. Like you would have to really get deep with him. Blubber. Thinking about the movie.
Shout out.
Pat's never seen Flubber.
I've seen Flubber.
Oh, shit.
That's Robin Williams, right?
Oh,
yeah, I love Flubber.
Just plug it into the bottom.
Yeah, I think that's the right answer. 750 for the gorilla. 2 wolves.
There we go.
2 wolves hitting it from the back. No pause.
Uh-huh.
And then me and the honey badger on my shoulder getting in where we fit in.
On your devil's shoulder or your angel's shoulder?
That's what I'm saying. I can basically stay at a distance and throw the badger at it like a football. Now the badger's on top, nibbling.
Yeah.
It helps if it does.
The badger got heart.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
And I got me. Okay?
And we got $10 in our pocket.
The wheels to get that Chipotle afterwards is what's gonna keep him alive.
So inflation's crazy. I don't even know you can get Chipotle for $10.
You really can't. Not a burrito. Not with tax, no. You won't be able to get it.
For sure, no guac.
Even chicken, no guac, I think you're still looking at, with tax, like you're looking at $11.67.
$11.67. Somewhere around that.
Now, if you go to 7-Eleven.
He said, why don't
get a whole meal? You can get
2 hot dogs. Option.
You can get a soda and get some nachos at 7-Eleven with that. So just throwing that out there.
Love me some 7-Eleven.
Hey, man.
Is there a right answer?
Hey, gang.
All right. I wonder if there's a right answer. Like, what animal can kill a grizzly?
I think I'm taking this grizzly bear down, the whole arena is going to be chanting overrated at this grizzly bear. Overrated.
Well, this is for people?
Yeah, it's over with. I'm barely even going to have to try. Yeah, I did a pun, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Oh, shit.
I'm barely sweating.
Barely?
He's gonna be singing the Bear Necessities, okay? Musical, full circle. I'm gonna put that bear in a musical, okay?
Bear Necessities.
It also says a grizzly bear's neck is thicker than a gorilla.
Damn. All right. They say a full grown elephant on a one fight, what animals can beat a grizzly bear? They say a full grown elephant.
We don't got money for that.
Curb stomping.
We don't curb got money.
full grown elephant, a rhinoceros. What else did it have?
Really?
Yeah, is that right? That horn.
Come on. And yeah. Also bring it back to Disney. We've seen Tarzan. All right, I'm a tree surf. I'm a tree surf on that grizzly, okay?
That's an escape. He made that look so fun. Tarzan, everybody be shitting on it, but Tarzan was a great movie.
Wait,
I wanted
people
to tree
make fun
surf.
Of it?
Yeah, people said it was trash.
The live what? Action or the cartoon?
The cartoon.
The cartoon? The cartoon?
Phil Collins soundtrack was
yeah,
insane.
Yeah, it went crazy. Oh, man. Yeah, shout out. I don't, anybody,
oh,
look
shit.
It. I'm taking all this energy of fighting the grizzly, and I'm going to fight anyone who says Tarzan isn't a good movie.
So, movie. Elephants, hippos, rhinos, and adult male lions and tigers can all take down a grizzly bear. Yeah,
I want that tiger.
Wait a minute. Silverback wasn't even on there.
It was not on there. So I might have to go with that tiger then.
Two lions or a tiger and two wolves?
Tiger and two wolves.
Tiger and two wolves is kind of solid.
Yeah.
Sorry, Honey Badger. That's the
must be this tall to ride this ride.
Oh, baby boy.
I'm gonna need all the listeners to send me any games like this.
Yeah. This is great. I love
if
this.
If you
right
see
here.
A meme like this.
This is like a would you rather it. Would you rather fight a chicken-sized horse or 100
horse-ass
chicken. Oh, we be doing those.
We be doing those.
What would you?
Those horse.
Oh, I'm for sure fighting the 100 horses that are the size of the chickens. Because a chicken-sized horse, that one beak motion to the trachea, and you're going to have to be hoping you're coming back in a higher realm.
Nice.
And
nice
that's coming. A callback, guys.
Callback. Stand
I just
want to
make it clear I do not like myself. Okay, keep it up.
That's Chicago Second City stuff
hey,
right there.
Hey, no, we UCB gang on these streets. Grah, grah, grah.
You might be the first student to say that.
UCB gang. Grah. That's
you're the first student that went there to ever say that.
All right, man, before we get out of here, Sam, let the people know where they can find you, where they can catch the upcoming shows. We got a website, drop all of that
yeah.
right now.
At Samuel Sleeves, like the sleeves on a shirt, or just Sam Salem on all the social media. I will be Burbank Friday, April 12th. I'll be in San Diego May 17th, Phoenix April 27th, Washington, D.C. May
26th. Nice.
And yeah, throughout the week, every night in Los Angeles. So come to my live show.
Yeah.
It's, you know, some good teaching material, but also the non-teachers have a good time too. So yeah, come out. And
pull up.
Unless you're a grizzly bear, it's on site.
It's a lot of callbacks.
If you see me fighting the bear, help the bear.
Help the bear.
Help the bear.
As always, guys, up to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next week on another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary. Peace, guys.